run sheet open?
Yes, I had the run sheet open.
I don't.
You told me to open the run sheet.
I did, and I meant it, buddy.
Well, why don't you have it open, buddy? Buddy, oh, here, actually, I don't have it open. I'm just at the site. MyLifeMinistries.org.
It's not even there.
Oh, it's on
Google.
Oh, it's on Google. Google rocks. Google rocks. Google.com/docs. Love me some Google. Love me some Google.
Okay.
All right. What are we going to talk about?
We're going to play my song.
And then...
We're going to talk about your game, and we're going to talk about your game. You're going to do your game.
And my Christmas party?
And your Christmas party.
Oh, sweet. Okay, let's go. I'm ready. Let's go. Push a button.
Hold on.
Push a button.
I have to. I'm not ready.
You're not ready.
Dude. Duder?
Dude.
Okay, we're on the air. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's all right. Brad and Chaz are podcasting daily. Everything from dating to bleach. Adding in the wise and the
kids too. Listen to the Sunday Pastor's Preach. Hey, Chaz.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. It's going great. How's it going with you?
It is excellent, man.
Besides the fact that I had forgotten my headphones, which is really freaking me out because my voice sounds completely different in these.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I sound like I have a really bad cold.
Yeah, but that's because those are Bose. Those Bose headphones really cut
the music
out
sounds
noise.
Great.
Yeah.
But I sound like I'm inside a cave somewhere.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't like the way I sound in these.
Well, you don't sound like that over here.
Good. And I forgot my laptop. So I forgot my headphones. I forgot my laptop. I did remember my head to put the headphones on.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm impressed that I remembered that.
Good. Podcast much?
Actually, I do. We are the most podcastingest fools on the planet.
Yeah.
Do you know, I was looking around at daily podcasts,
uh-huh.
There aren't a lot, and most of them are 5 minutes long.
That's not a podcast.
That's like a pod pitch. You know, you can't, if you're going to cast something, you got to wind up and cast that puppy.
Yeah.
We are one of the few podcasts on the internet.
We play.
In fact, I couldn't find another one.
We play podcast hardball around here. Not
we
podcast
do play
softball.
Podcast hardball. I could not find another podcast that guaranteed you 10 minutes a day.
Really.
I couldn't find one. Most of them are 5 minute little short snippets.
Well, we guarantee to torture you much longer than that.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Well, hey, speaking of torture.
What's that? It looks like a torturing machine.
You
have to take a picture of this for the website.
If
you want me to touch it.
Oh, I will. It's a...
it's got big X's on it.
It's a game that I got from my Christmas party. And
it's a game?
Yeah.
It doesn't look like a game.
Well, it is.
It looks like a medieval torture device.
You can play up to 2 to 4 players.
2 to 4 players.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. It's got it's got some buttons on here. Well, I'll tell you what. Let me just show you how it works, and then we'll talk about it.
Well, all right. So, what do I do? It's a game. You got to teach me the rules.
All right. So, you just hold on to that there.
I've got this over here.
Okay, and the point of the game is that I'm going to push this big button in the center.
Big button in the center.
And it's going to go...
this is like a game control. It's got a button on it.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of like... Yeah, they got the big button.
So it's going to ask me a question. I push the button if I know the answer?
Well, sort of.
Okay.
So...
You're going to push the button in the middle.
Hold on. You're getting ahead of me.
Okay.
You got a button on your handle.
I got a button on my handle?
And there's a button on the console. So when I push this big button on the console,
yes,
it's going to flash red.
Okay.
For an undetermined period of time.
Uh-huh.
And then when it turns green,
yes,
you have to push your button on your controller there on your handheld thing.
If I push mine before you, I win?
I wouldn't recommend that.
If I push mine before you?
If you push Yeah, when it goes green,
yeah.
Whoever pushes first
wins.
Wins.
Cool. Yeah. All right, let's go.
Okay, ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
I'm ready. You know I'm colorblind. I can't tell when it turns green.
Well, just watch closely.
Okay. Tell me when it's green.
Okay, I'll tell you when it's green.
Because I can't tell.
Better stop talking.
Is it going to turn green?
Just hold on.
A short in it. Duh! It's got a dude. It's got a short in it.
No, that's the way the game. That's
no. It's got no, dude. It shocked me or something. The thing shocked me. It's got a short in it.
That's the point of the game.
What?
It's a shocking.
My
game.
Hand's tingling, dude. It's got like 30 volts in there.
That's the point of the game.
What?
That's the point of the game. You're supposed
what
to.
What point of the, what a game?
The point of the game is to.
No, I was supposed to push the button and I would win. And I didn't get a chance to push the button because it shocked me. It's got a short in it.
You have to push the button first. I pushed it faster than you did.
So?
So?
You mean you meant to shock me?
No, I didn't mean to shock you. I meant to not get shocked.
That's the same thing, man. That's wickedly wrong. You mean that thing is designed to do that?
Yeah.
There's no short in it.
No, it's designed. It takes 3 AAA batteries. And
you know what? You know what it takes? Another $50 is going to be to touch it again. That's what it's going to take.
You want to try it one more time?
Go no, on. I don't want to try it one more time.
Well, they have.
You can stick that in your shorts.
There's another setting here. It says
another setting.
Yeah, that was actually the low.
Is there
setting.
A tickle me setting? Because that's just wrong. And you know what else is wrong? You're not telling me. That's what's wrong.
I told you it was going to. I told you.
You
before.
Told me to push the button. You didn't tell me what it was going to do.
It says it's got low power. And on the back.
Well, you should have put it on low.
On the back here.
You should have put it on low then.
We went for normal shock.
What?
We went for normal shock. We could have went to extreme shock, which is like 3 shocks.
So you had it on low?
I had it on low. It's 1 shock.
That was low?
Extreme gives you 3 shocks.
Don't do extreme.
There's a high. There's a low and a high, and then the extreme or normal. He's not giving me good looks. He's not giving me Christmas looks.
That wasn't a Christmas trick.
It wasn't a trick. I told you it was going to be... I told you it was going to be... I told you to hang on. I told you before it shocked.
That is not something a friend does to another friend. Friends don't shock people. Friends don't let people shock people. Friends don't let friends shock people.
This is from the jumping banana. Oh, I'm sorry.
This banana is jumping off here.
The jumping banana. No G. And
that is wrong. Somebody bought that at Spencer's.
Yes, it's from Spencer's. I do not. We call that promote Spencer's. But I do like the.
You just like shocking me.
It's fun.
You wouldn't have played it. You want to play again?
I asked you if you played again. You wouldn't play it.
You wouldn't play it again because there's a chance you
could
shock.
Well, look. There's two. Okay, there's two settings. Look, there's the lightning reaction instructions. Okay. Uh-huh. When the sound stops and the trigger light goes from red to green, yeah. the last to press the trigger gets a shock. Okay, uh-huh. That's what we just played. Uh-huh. Now we can play it the other way around, which is
where you get a heart defibrillation.
No. For extreme fun, why not switch over to the lightning reaction extreme?
For extreme fun, stick them in your ears.
This time.
And then try it.
This time, the fastest to push the trigger will not get a shock, but everyone else will.
Isn't that what... I don't understand the difference in those two things.
Last to press. So you were last to press.
Yes.
There's two of us. So normally you have 4 players.
Uh-huh.
And the one who's...
First to press
gets, and then everybody else gets shocked, and then you have the one that says just who's the fastest won't get shocked, and whoever's last. So you'll one person.
Oh,
will
only
be last.
One person last.
Yeah,
he gets shocked.
So in a 4-person situation, the first person doesn't get shocked, and 3 people do, or
the last person.
Three
gets
people.
Shocked.
Three people don't and one person does. Yeah. I'll put a picture of it on the website for you.
That was wrong.
You sure not one more time?
That was wicked.
Come on, one more time.
That was wrong.
Well, let me tell you. Let's switch gears a little bit. I'll tell you about my Christmas party.
Okay, what happened at your Christmas party?
We played Whirly Ball.
Whirly Ball?
Whirly Ball. You ever played Whirly Ball?
I have never played Whirly Ball.
You ever heard of Whirly Ball?
No.
I've never heard of it either.
No. Well, I heard of Wiffle Ball.
Kind of like that. It is kind of like that. With the big, it's a big wiffle ball.
Uh-huh.
And
with holes drilled in it?
Yep.
Like a Swiss cheese ball?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like bumper cars, lacrosse.
Lacrosse.
And basketball.
And bumper cars, lacrosse, and basketball.
Yeah, because you're in a bumper car. Mm-hmm. You have a lacrosse mitt or whatever they call those things, like a little...
It's a mitt on a stick, yeah.
It's kind of a stick, yeah. It's a catching, throwing device. Uh-huh. And then you have a basketball backboard. Backboard, is that right? That term? Without the hoop, and there's a hole in the backboard, and you're supposed to...
Pick up the ball off the ground and somebody runs into you and breaks your arm?
Well, there's always that. There's always that.
Did you win?
It's not really about whether or not you win or lose.
So you lost.
It's how you play the game.
So you lost.
It was a lot of fun.
So you lost.
Yeah, I pretty much stink at whirly ball.
Is there any sport you're good at?
Running.
Running, okay. Okay, well, there you go, running.
Usually I'm better at it if someone's chasing me.
You'd be good at football.
Yeah.
All right, well, without further delay, we have... This is the best show we will ever do, besides the torture that you just put me through.
Sorry about that.
Because somebody sent us this. If it ever opens. Ah, there we go.
Brad Big Daddy with the microphone, not alone, kicking it live with homeboy Chaz. Got the pizzazz, two blind squirrels and the girls podcasting long lasting. Check out the brain on Brad. Techno cracker from a Lone Star State, love from above, spiritual skate mate. Brad Big Daddy with the microphone, bring it on home in the howl. Wow.
My favorite part.
Brad Big Daddy.
I try it, sing again.
Brad Big Daddy. Brad Big Daddy.
Can't stand the cold, not too old for the perfect burger or peanut butter. Brad tries to stall him, but God calls him, you gots to podcast. You got to podcast. Got the quorum on the forum. Go and join him. TwoBlindSquirrels.com. Got the quorum on the forum. TwoBlindSquirrels.com.
Right, that's right.
Go and join
him. Big Daddy.
My favorite part.
Michigan Charlie, Tim the Rooski, love me, good luck with that. Props to Luke down in the OC country.
Okay, I'd also like to say hi to the Jesus Geek, the Marmont, and Ruth out on the forum. Oh no, what happened to my voice? Oh, the rap filter went out again. All right, here we go. This have Microsoft Windows does this every time. Start button, my documents, my music. There it is. Rap filter for Brian's voice. Here we go.
Throw down to the Marmont and the Jesus Geek, John Lucas and the board. Say to Jester Hawk and pronounce your name to Jester Hawk.
Y'all gonna have to. There's gonna be some overlay on the audios tonight because I don't have my program. But that was genius, was not. I like techno cracker. He called me a techno cracker. Techno cracker. Pimping the podcast. Quorum on the forum. I'm bad. I am nationwide.
You are. That's good. That's good.
I am so full of myself right now. You can't even know.
Oh, well, that's okay. I'll get a hold of that clip and play it for you.
This will be down. This will be available on the website.
Squirrels Podcast.
What? No. Stop. This will be available on the. I'll put it out there so that y'all can download it and listen to it without us laughing in the background.
Yeah.
So you can listen to it over and over and over again for your pleasure and enjoyment as much as you want. I mean, people could just listen to it a lot.
Yeah.
There's just so much that it gets picked up and it makes, Brian Bridges a lot of money and gets in like the Hot 100 or Billboard Hot 100.
I think we should start Squirrel Tones.
Squirrel Tones?
Yeah,
Squirrel Ring Tones. Phones?
No, squirrel tones.
I mean, like ringtones for your phone? Squirrel tones?
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Squirrel tones. I bet I can Google that. What is that?
Let's do that.
Squirreltones.com.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
Microphone, not alone, kicking it live with homeboy Chad.
What?
All right, we're at 15 minutes.
What is that? We already done 15 minutes worth of the show?
Yes, we have.
And I haven't even played this yet. We are selling the Two Blind Squirrels DVD like crazy, dude. I can't believe.
Yep. I'm burning those up, burning them every day.
I might actually have enough to buy Faith a Christmas gift. I was just going to give her a DVD, but.
Well, why aren't you?
Well, I may give her a gift too. I may buy her like a jewel case for it to go in.
Oh, hey. I think I have an extra one of those here.
How much you sell it to me for?
I'll give it to you with the purchase of a DVD.
Well, that doesn't help me. I still got to buy her something. By the way, you can't give a Christmas gift to an immediate family member.
Yeah.
And consider it a Christmas gift if it was free to you. Okay.
Really?
No. Which kind of put a really weird wrench into things this year because for some reason Nissan is all of a sudden offering an Altima for $1 if you buy a Nissan pickup truck, a Titan. You can get an Altima for $1.
What?
Yeah. You buy a Nissan pickup truck. This is not advertising for Nissan. I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
They got these ads running all over Dallas.
Okay.
You buy the Nissan Titan, and you get an Altima for $1. Now, I'm sure there's all kinds of hitches and things you got to – if it sounds too good to be true, it is. So I'm sure there's something you got to jump through or something you got to do. You got to pay $60,000 for the truck, or something like that.
Sure.
But the point is you get the Altima for $1, so then you can't give the Altima to your wife as a Christmas present.
Because you got it for $1?
Yeah. Anywho, everybody. Oh, see, we're going to have to deal with some audio issues for the next 4 or 5 days because
we're sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ.
Well, that's just the Roman road, dude. That's not the ending of the show.
I don't have all that.
You don't have all that?
No. I don't run the board.
I run the board.
Yes, Mr. Laptop, no man.
That sentence didn't quite come out like you expected it did.
No, but you get the point.
Okay. Well, that's the end of the show. We've got to hurry because we're behind because Chance had to go to a Christmas party and get this torture device for his company.
Which you don't want to play with now. Thank you very much.
I'll play with it. Give it to me and let me make the rules. Anyway, I couldn't operate. I ended up shocking myself anyway. I don't know. That's it, right?
Right. So come on by MyLifeMinistries.org and buy yourself a DVD of the Two Blind Squirrels.
First 100 shows. The classic for Squirrels. Christmas. And just for Chester Hawk, these shows are some of the primo classic shows you will ever hear us do. These are the origination of all of our characters. The evolution.
They are our Desilu days.
What was the word I was going to use?
They're our Desilu days.
They are our Desilu days. These are the Desilu podcasts. Of the internet. Don't you want to know how the ultimate podcast came into being?
That's right.
Don't you want to see us in our diapers? I do. Okay, maybe I don't. But the point is that you can get this DVD, First 100 Shows, and you just make a donation to the ministry, and we will send it to you.
There you go.
Okay, that's it. We don't have any ending music, so consider the show over now.
Okay.
And I'll play the Roman Road.
Okay. Okay, here. Hold this.
No, I'm not holding it, dude. I'm not touching it.
Come on.
Don't Don't touch me with that.
Don't! Ow! Dang it!
Told you not to.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.